You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. The conference took place in Washington, D.C. from October 25th through October 28th, 2008.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
My name is Steve Berry. And the poster is called A High Risk of Hospitalization Immediately Follows Heart Initiation. We were interested in this because we know that the time period right after you start heart, there are some unique illnesses which can happen. You can have immune reconstitution, inflammatory syndromes, you can have adverse drug reactions, and nobody had looked before whether those first 6 weeks or 10 or 12 weeks after starting heart, whether you actually have a very high risk of hospitalization, because the risk of those adverse effects outpaces the improvement in your immune system. So what we wanted to do is chart out for people who respond to heart, we wanted to chart out what their hospitalization rates looked like over time after they started. And as a comparison group, we took people who got prescribed heart but then didn't have a virologic response. And the primary reason was probably non-adherence.
So what were the numbers of the patients?
So about 1,000 patients, 965 were virologic responders, and 362 were non-responders. Those two groups were evenly matched on some categories, but not on others. African Americans were slightly more likely to be non-responders. Injection drug use was also slightly more common in the non-responders. And we know that in later eras, so 99 through 2002 or 2003 through 2005, you were more likely to have a virologic response to heart than in the earliest calendar era of heart use.
Uh-huh. And by non-responders, what do you mean, people who failed or people who didn't take their meds?
For the most part, it's probably people who didn't take their meds. So that's defined by having a one-log decrease in viral load by 6 months after your heart initiation date. Some of it potentially is an underlying resistance, but I doubt that was the bulk of it. It was probably non-adherence. So then when we start to look over this year after heart and compare hospitalization rates, the primary finding is that for virologic responders and for non-responders, for the first 45 days after starting heart, your risk of serious illness, as measured by hospitalization risk, that risk stays similar to what your risk was before you started heart. It doesn't decrease at all yet. And then between 46 and 90 days after initiating heart is when we see a big change for virologic responders, whereas non-responders stayed just where they were in terms of risk of serious illness. Finally, after 90 days, the risk of serious illness for virologic responders seems to hit a plateau, which lasts constant all throughout 1 year, and the rate of hospitalizations that you hit after 90 days is the same as the overall rate of hospitalizations in our clinic population, regardless of being on heart or not heart. So this group seems to have the majority of their clinical benefit from heart, at least as measured by hospitalization risk, occur by 90 days, but really happens between 46 and 90 days.
And so did you break out who were the people more likely to be hospitalized?
Right. So in addition to, we know that CD4 count at time of heart is the biggest predictor. And that's no surprise there, but with accounting for that risk in our model, this pattern of decrease at 46 to 90 days holds true. In other words, if you look at persons who have very low CD4 counts when they start heart, less than 50 cells, they have an even rate of hospitalizations for the first 45 days, and then their risk of hospitalization falls between 46 and 90 days. Or if you look at the opposite end of the spectrum, people who are starting heart at 350 cells, their rate stays constant for the first 45 days and falls over 46 to 90 days. In addition to lower CD4 count when you start heart, there were other predictors in the multivariate model for hospitalization risk. That included being female, includes injection drug use. And there's a borderline significance with African-American race in our analysis. These are all things which have been shown before in other analyses, which looked at overall hospitalization risk, didn't look at risk just after starting heart.
Uh-huh. And I see you broke down a little bit what type of antiretrovirals they were on.
Exactly. So looking just with rough categories there, whether it was in an RTI-based regimen or a PI-based regimen, when we had a few persons who were on both PI and in an RTI regimens, and these were all patients in the study were antiretroviral or were heart naive at the onset.
Yeah.
Interestingly, that type of heart didn't affect the pattern of falling between 46 and 90 days at all. Also, calendar era of heart did not affect that pattern. So this pattern of hospitalization risk falling between 46 and 90 days was the same for persons who initiated in 1997 through 98, who for the most part had large pill burden with lots of the old-fashioned PIs, versus persons who initiated in 2003 to 2005 who were using simplified pill regimens, often with efavirenz or with atazanavir.
And what do you have details on the type of hospitalizations? What were they hospitalized for?
We do, yeah. In the first 45 days after starting heart, the bulk of the reasons for hospitalization were infectious causes. And then breaking that down, it's evenly split between AIDS-defining illnesses, AIDS-defining opportunistic infections, and then the other half being non-opportunistic infections. Among the opportunistic infections, the most common cause was PCP, followed by cryptococcus, followed by recurrent bacterial pneumonia.
So, and these are both groups.
And these are both groups.
Right, and
first 40.
Right, and these were the average CD4 count for the responders. Would you have that?
The average CD4 count for responders at initiation we have was around 150 cells, which is actually not different than the average CD4 count for non-responders at heart initiation.
Uh-huh. But even here, it probably didn't go up that much. So it was still under 200, 1 through 45 days. And 46 to 90 days, how much did it go up?
We didn't measure that.
Oh, okay. But it's still probably, the hospitalizations here were probably, among the responders, were probably due to low CD4 count.
Definitely. I would expect that the persons who were more likely to be hospitalized at 46 to 90 days, we know that CD4 count predicts that risk.
So it was low. So did you tease out why women were more at risk than others?
It's a good question. It's not due to pregnancy-related complications. Other than that, I don't have a good theory. We know we've seen it in a lot of studies. Some studies have suggested that women potentially are starting heart at lower CD4 counts. Now, this study did adjust for CD4 count, and we still see women have a risk of hospitalization that's higher. It may be that the cutoff of 200, a cutoff of 350, may be different for women and men in terms of hospitalization risk. Are there other factors that I don't...
Or there could be women, I think, just non-affected women access care more. It could be the men just die and the women access care.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's also a reason.
So, and in terms of IDU, I mean, what were they hospitalized for? IDU-related things or OI-related things?
Someone else suggested I look closely at that, and we could with this data set. I haven't looked at it. I can speculate that the IDU contains a lot of skin and soft tissue infections and endocarditis, but I would bet that PCP is probably still a number one cause among IDU.
Uh-huh. So are you continuing this study?
What we are continuing and will hopefully be able to publish is looking at all those reasons for hospitalization, specific reasons. And certainly we can, as this study went through 2006, and as time goes on, we can extend the same analysis and see how things may change as we move forward in time.
And I guess one more question. How does this compare to long time ago in terms of 1996, 97, 98, you know, earlier days?
Mm-hmm. So what's interesting there is this pattern, meaning when do you get better, when do your chances of serious illness get better? And the pattern that we show is that that tends to happen not until after 45 days of being on heart, and it happens between 46 and 90 days of being on heart. And that pattern was the same in 1997 and 1998 as it is now or later in 2003 through 2005. The time period did not seem to matter for when you get better being on heart.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC2008.